This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Well, Bayer and Monsanto today announced that they signed a definitive merger agreement under which Bayer will acquire Monsanto for $128 per share in an all-cash transaction, which equals an aggregate value of $66 billion. Monsanto's board of directors, Bayer's board of management, and Bayer's supervisory board have unanimously approved the agreement. The combined agriculture business will have its global seeds and traits and North American commercial headquarters in St. Louis, Missouri, its global crop protection and overall crop science headquarters in Mannheim, Germany, and an important presence in Durham, North Carolina, as well as many other locations throughout the U.S. and around the world. The digital farming activities for the combined business will be based in San Francisco, California. And speaking of St. Louis, yesterday I attended a St. Louis Ag Business Club meeting that was held at the St. Louis Science Center. I took a tour of the new Grow exhibit, which is the Science Center's first major addition and permanent exhibit since 1991. While I was there, I also spoke to the Grow exhibit operations manager, Pam Brosh, and the Science Center's director of science, Cindy Encarnashan. Pam, very exciting. My first trip here to the Science Center to see the new exhibit. Just give our listeners an idea of what the exhibit includes and what it looks like.
Okay, well, it is an outdoor exhibit. We do have an indoor pavilion area with exhibits. Over 40 agricultural exhibits on site. It is open year-round, so just as agricultural changes, you know, our exhibit will be changing as well. We offer something basically for everyone, all ages. So we focus a lot on large-scale agriculture, but also backyard farming. So we have a homegrown area where people can actually come and learn how to grow their own vegetables, have a backyard garden, but then we also have a combine so people can learn about large-scale farming and also about the technology in agriculture and how that has progressed throughout the years. We also have several research plots. We are working with several universities and growing corn and taking soil measurements with a variety of different technologies. And then we also offer school programs. And then we have food and beverage out there as well.
Well, wonderful. Definitely sounds like there's a lot of opportunities to learn and for children and people of all ages to come and experience agriculture. Now, this exhibit has been open for a couple months now, I believe. When did it open and how has the response been so far?
So it opened on June 18th, and the response has been phenomenal. We're actually seeing people stay at the Science Center for longer periods of time because there's so much to do out there, and they're so intrigued by it. Being right here in the heart of the city, it's a unique opportunity for a lot of kids and families that have never seen a combine and don't know that much about agriculture, and so they're fascinated. So it's been a really good addition for the Science Center.
Well, great to hear and very excited to see the exhibit today. And now we're going to speak with Cindy Encarnashan, who is the Senior Director of Science for the St. Louis Science Center. Cindy, tell us what this means for the St. Louis Science Center to have this edition.
It's been a wonderful opportunity to be able to connect with the science community here in St. Louis. And, you know, in beyond really St. Louis, we've had the opportunity to work with scientists from the St. Louis Science St. Louis University, rather, Donald Danforth Plant Science Center, University of Missouri System. So we've been able to feature their work, have the scientists come here and interact with our visitors. We have a section wherein we focus on technology and agriculture. Scientists have been able to fly out just last Saturday their drones to show what drones do for farmers and for scientists really looking into the effects of climate on how plants grow. So it's been wonderful. It's been a wonderful connector for us to the scientific community.
Well, it does sound just really wonderful and great to involve the science and also show people hands-on what it looks like to be farming. Pam mentioned that you have some research plots here at the Science Center. Share with us a little about those.
Yes, so St. Louis University, Dr. Wasit Wulamu, and I are part of this statewide consortium that's funded by the National Science Foundation. It's an EPSCoR grant. And throughout the state of Missouri, these scientists are really trying to figure out the effects of climate on growing crops. So Dr. Wulamu's team is here to look at the effects of drought on plants even before we can see them with our eyes. So he's using some really high-tech techniques such as infrared and hyperspectral imaging. So that's why he flew his drone last Saturday with those cameras in place. And, you know, they're able to detect the effects of drought on plants even before, you know, we can see them. So, you know, hopefully their studies will be able to help inform farmers out in the field to watch out for early signs of drought stress on their crops.
That was going to be my next question. With the information that's gained from these research plots, where does that go and what's the next step?
So obviously Dr. Wulamu is going to want to publish his data. So it's been great that, you know, here at the St. Louis Science Center, we have always been kind of known as the place where families go to and schools go to, you know, to learn while having fun. We want to show the community that we are doing and are actively engaged in real science research. So the results will be published. And will be dispersed, you know, as NSF wants always, you know, for data to be distributed to the community and the academic community at large.
Well, wonderful. And as the Director of Sciences here at the Science Center, anything else that you'd like to share with us, just anything at all about the Science Center?
Well, we are always looking for collaborations with the scientific community. And, you know, GROW, the exhibition, is just a starting point. We have several other content areas that we cover, so from space sciences to earth sciences, life sciences in general. We are always looking for collaborations with the scientific community.
The Science Center is open Monday through Saturday from 9:30 in the morning to 5:30 p.m. and on Sundays from 11 a.m. to 5:30. And I did find out that volunteers are needed to help with the GROW exhibit, and you can contact the St. Louis Science Center for more information. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.